Todd, do you consider yourself a full-time running back now?
Yes.
So you haven't been in receiver meeting at all lately? Or?
No, I already heard what he said. So.
Okay. Just curious.
You'd have to change your number from 88, or you think you'll get to keep it?
I heard per league rules you can't change midseason, so.
What about after the season? Do you think you have to change it?
Cross that bridge when I get there.
You got a preference?
Hmm?
You got a preference?
I don't know. I mean, 88 is unique, but it'd be cool to be in a running back number, so we'll see.
Do you feel like a running back? I mean, there's different mentalities. Do you feel like a full-fledged?
Yeah. I feel like a running back. No question.
When did that happen? When did you start feeling like a full-fledged?
I used to joke in college and even when I got here a little bit, you know, I'm a running back that learned how to play receiver. And then who would have thought I ended up in the running back room, so.
How did that all go down? Did you just come in and say, hey, we're moving to the running back? Or, I mean, how did the conversation go?
Just asked me how I felt about learning it. I think he knew I was capable of learning that role as well, just in case. And just to, you know, even before we officially made the switch or whatever, just being able to be in that position and just to get the plays from back there and then things ended up happening, and the next thing you know, I got to be a full-time running back.
He did Coach McCarthy?
Yeah.
It's a whole different conceptual world back there from the perimeter, isn't it? Can you just talk about the challenge of getting that grasp, the protections, everything else that goes with it?
It felt really natural, personally. Yeah. Nothing too difficult, I guess. Just learning all the language. It is a different language for sure. I don't worry about coverage anymore. I worry about fronts. Coverages are still coverages, but now, you know, learning about fronts and different blitzes and stuff like that. So.
Did you play running back like Pop Warner or like high school?
Yeah, my whole life I played running back. College was the first time I was strictly a receiver. Yeah, so growing up I thought I was going to be a running back in the league.
Did it start off out of necessity because of the running back situation, and then you know, all of a sudden it looks like you're going to be a running back in 2017? Or was the whole plan all along when it came to you that you were going to be a running back going forward?
No, I think it was mostly just let's have this tool to be able to put you back there and to be able to do it. And then injuries started happening, and I had to be back there full time. So that's the way I see it. I don't know.
How do you feel about this group now? It seems like the personnel's kind of calmed down. It's you, it's Kristen, it's James. How do you feel about this group now?
Oh, I love those guys. We love one another. We always encourage one another, push one another, let each other know we got each other's back. You know, if somebody needs to go in, somebody needs to come out, whatever it is, take care of one another. And we give each other feedback on what we see out there.
Aaron said the numbers necessarily didn't show it, but he said it was one of the most productive run games that you guys have had in the past. Did you feel that way about yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. Watching the film, I think we did a lot of good things as a group. I think the O-line did well, too, opening up some seams for us, taking advantage. You know, we didn't break out any huge runs or anything, but it was enough to sustain drives, keep the drives going, take some pressure off the pass game.
Hey, Ty, speaking of numbers, I don't know exactly how the rules work, but are you going to have to change your number so that you are, quote-unquote, a running back?
Do I have to answer that again?
Cross that bridge when you get to it. Right?
Yeah, cross that bridge when I get there. Not really.
Just what they gave you?
Yeah, I mean, I was drafted as a receiver, so I had to have a receiver number.
Did Stanford recruit you as a running back
then? No, they recruited me as a receiver. I guess I ended up making the switch was ball coach in high school. He asked me if I would play receiver just to help. And I was like, yeah, I'll do anything to play on varsity. And he was like, I'll be honest, we're not going to run the ball, so I'm just going to have you play receiver. And I was like, okay. And then colleges were looking at some of the older guys. And I was like, well, if they see me play receiver, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. My goal is to play in college. I don't care where I'm playing. And started going to camps as a receiver. But I was always playing running back throughout my high school career.
How'd it feel to be able to pound one in from, like, the 2-yard line?
Felt really good.
Ty, how important has been this whole process for you, just in terms of picking up this and being able to do what you've done in season?
Been Coach Sermons? I love Coach Sermons. I think he's a great coach. We have a really good relationship. And he's been crucial in helping me understand things, staying late, coming early to meetings. just to make sure I can understand some things, because, I mean, I had to learn all this stuff really fast on the fly, so.
It's exciting to know that it's December football, they got to pound the ball, and it's time to shine kind of in the backfield.
Is it what?
Is it exciting to know it's December football, so they got to pound the rock
right here? I mean, it's exciting to be in the position that we're in. I mean, we'd like to be in a better position, but to have won the games that we've won in a row and trying to run the table, as Aaron said, that's exciting. And if that is pounding the football, if that's throwing it, however it gets done, just wanted to get done. Thanks.